Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
All right. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Lots to talk about this hour. Well, you know what? Before I begin, let me say this. I have a buddy. He's moving from New York. Well, he's been relocated. Two different locations where he lives, New York and Florida. And thankfully, he's a conservative that is now a resident of Florida. His name is Tim. I won't say his last name, but Tim, I appreciate the contribution you made to the cause, man. What a amazing donation. I appreciate you doing that. And he sent it to our P.O. box. And he and I had a conversation. I'm going to go down and sail with him here pretty soon. But I just wanted to publicly thank you. And I also wanted to let people know that I officially have made Ruth, who lives in Florida, Bradenton area, my sugar mama, Ruth sent me a check for $100. Ruth, you're ruining my reputation. That's all I got to say. But I really appreciate Ruth doing that. You didn't have to do that. But it will, you know, help us to defray a few costs. And Ruth, you are now officially a cougar and my sugar mama. I just want to say that publicly. Welcome, everybody. Glad you're here. How's your book deal going? Did you get a book deal? Simon & Schuster contacted you about your issues? I mean, certainly you've got problems in your life that could help people. You've got a self-help book inside of you. I'm positive. Don't you? Oh, wait. Hold on. It doesn't matter because you're not a Biden. See, the problem is with we conservatives is we play by the rules. We conquer our fears. We overcome our problems. We don't generally try to profit from it either. Oh, and here's the other thing. You're likely not from a dysfunctional family. That could easily be a show on Maury. Can you imagine the Bidens on Maury? Forget Joe and what he did. Messing around on his wife, causing her to run into a tractor trailer, killing their baby girl and the wife, almost killing the two boys, and then blaming the trucker, saying he was drunk when he wasn't, then leveraging that tragedy to build his career while he runs off with his mistress, one Jill, whatever her name was at the time, and she becomes Dr. Jill Biden. I mean, really? How much more do you need? Do you really need to bring in the fact that crackhead Hunter marries his dead brother's wife and then divorces her, you know, screws around with a stripper / porn star, has an illegitimate child with her, won't pay his child support, then, and by the way, at some point during this period, gets kicked out of the Navy because he's a cokehead, a crackhead, flunks out of, what do they call it, rehab, and then decides to gallivant around the world following daddy, building the family's cartel. Now, you know what, in fact, that's bigger than Maury. That might be 60 Minutes. The Bidens are the equivalent, folks, of America's royal family now. I want you to understand this. They're our royal family. We went from the Trumps, a billionaire family of people that we all knew who built an iconic brand and were rock stars for the most part with most people. We went from that to a brain-dead moron for a patriarch, an egotistical lunatic for the matriarch, a crackhead son who will inherit the throne, and a nymphomaniac daughter. Hollywood couldn't make a more insane plot if you gave them an unlimited budget. And this is our reality. It's so funny when you think about it. Wow. Why would you play by the rules when this is what you get when you live a life of debauchery and lies? I want you to understand, the brain dead moron who's been appointed to lead this country, because he ain't president, that brain dead moron is a plagiarizing liar. He lies about everything, even the most minute stuff, says the most stupid things you got, stuff you don't even make sense. Dog faced pony soldier. That alone should get him committed. Can you imagine if Donald Trump made up something that stupid and said it, what they would have done to the man? Oh, that's right. They probably would have kicked him out of office. He didn't have to say anything. All Donald Trump had to do was be sane. All Donald Trump had to do was say, I'm going to clean up the swamp. I'm going to stop all this crap that you see going on. And you know what? The Democrats went, no way. We can't let him get away with that. That is our reality. Wow. And what's funny is, you watch any lamestream news, Biden is amazingly popular. I tell you what, have some fun with Democrats. Say, I dare you. Why don't you guys hold a massive rally and bring in Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, the Biden family? Bring them all in. Beyonce, Jay-Z. Why don't you have a big rally and showcase to the world just how popular you and your ideas are? I dare you. You aren't going to see any Democrat rallies. You aren't going to see them gloating about how much they were elected. 80-something million people. And let me tell you something. I'll make you a bet. Joe Biden can't get 1,000 unpaid attendees to anything he does. Anything. Have your event at a stadium. Then let Donald Trump have one. I'll show you who really runs this country. Let Barack Obama say, we're going to do such over here. We're going to do this here. Let him do it. Watch how popular baby black Jesus is. See, they're not fooling me. I know. They can blast this all. President Biden. They can say it a million times. And you know what? Nobody believes it. Oh, he may be doing the things that the president does, illegal acts, but nobody believes it. Nobody in their right mind believes Biden was elected legally and he's actually running the country. Nobody. And to Melissa's point, where's his VP? She looking for a street corner? She in Amsterdam doing a peep show? Who knows? Anyway, there's a lot to talk about today. A lot of miscellaneous changes over at Fox News, other places as well. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hello. You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa, that's ridiculous. Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is, satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Do you really want to know what the Democrats do to make their money and how they do it? Would you? I mean, I would love to know how Pelosi got the level of wealth she got. Wouldn't you like to have make it to where congressmen, senators, they have to wear a wire everywhere they go? They have to document everything that they do. You know, they that position would dry up faster than than Pelosi's face. I'm just saying, it would be gone if they had to do something like that. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Like the Ohio State University. Anyway, if they were accountable, you would watch congressmen. They would serve one his term as senator, maybe a couple terms as a congressman, and then they would be out of there. If they had to put a mic, a hot mic, it is a requirement. You cannot have clandestine meetings. Unless you're on like a committee that is, like for intelligence or something like that. Everything else, meetings with your constituents, meetings with, the heads of state, whatever. Public. Oh, Kevin, come on, man. I mean, you can't be. No. If you're doing the public's business, The public deserves to know. What do you need to cover up? If you're a business person, I get you saying, look, I got some competitive stuff here I'm going to be talking about. But nope, not Congress, not senators, none of them. No siree. Talk about these Bidens. Crooks. In 2019, Carolyn Biden, 33, a niece of former Vice President Joe Biden, was busted in Lower Marion Township, Pennsylvania, for driving under the influence without a license. Hey, she's just like her cousin Hunter. While the case is active, it's unlikely Carolyn will face much in the way of consequences if history and Biden family rap sheets are any guide. Her arrest was never made public, was at least the ninth among Joe Biden's close family, and followed incidents involving his brother Frank and his son Hunter and his daughter Ashley. The case is ranging from felony theft to drug possession, where were all either thrown out or resulted in light sentences with no jail time. This is according to the Post review of public records and published reports. The Pennsylvania drunk driving collar was the third run-in with the law for Caroline, who is the daughter of Joe's younger brother, James Biden Sr. In September of 2013, she was booked for allegedly hitting an NYPD officer during a full-scale meltdown at her Tribeca apartment, following a dispute with a roommate over unpaid rent. The case was dismissed after Caroline agreed to anger management treatment. Stellar family. Look, we all have family members that have done some things, but I'm one of these forgive. But what do you think the Democrats would be saying if this were a high-profile Republican's family? What if Ivanka Trump, we were talking about her? It gets worse, though. In 2017... she was busted for spending more than $110,000 on a credit card. A felony conviction was later tossed, and she was later allowed to replead to the lesser charge of petty larceny as part of a sweetheart deal by her attorneys, and she avoided jail time. Now, I thought Jussie Smollett got away with something until I learned about Caroline Biden. Here's what they go on to say. There's no evidence that Joe Biden ever personally interceded on behalf of his family, but the string of favorable outcomes has raised eyebrows. By the way, folks, this was a report that was done back in the middle part of 2020, and they were, I mean, like I said, this is something you could base Joe Biden's character on. Anyway, they said this. Eric Garner or George Floyd on the day each died could have benefited from Biden's touch, criminal defense attorney Robert Barnes told the Post. Barnes, who currently represents Central Park Karen, Amy Cooper, added that the kid's glove for Biden's kin was, quote, very unusual treatment when looking at treatment over time, geography, and the kind of crime involved. I don't know of anybody who can run up $110,000 on a stolen credit card and not go to jail. Even if a person steps up and says, you know what, I'll pay for it. I'll pay for what the person did. You would still say, we want to teach the person a lesson. You're enabling. If you go and bail somebody out, say the big guy came and gave her $110,000, just to keep it out of the papers, which, by the way, strangely, I don't know how you can make that happen. Do you think Ivanka Trump would have been kept out of the papers? Had it been her case? But I don't know who would do this, because you would be enabling that behavior. They know, oh, the big guy will come bail me out because he doesn't want anybody to know what's going on in the family. Well, then why should she stop? Biden's campaign spokesperson was a guy named T.J. Ducklow. When asked if Biden ever made phone calls to law enforcement on behalf of busted relatives, he said no, he didn't, and this entire story is garbage. The trouble for Ashley Biden, 39, started with a pot bust when she was a student at Tulane University in 1999. New Orleans police confirmed the possession arrest of the daughter of the then Delaware senator, but no conviction was recorded in court records. Now, we're talking about Biden's daughter now. 2 years later, during her father's vice presidency, video circulated showing a woman resembling Ashley snorting what appeared to be cocaine at a party. Joe Biden refused to comment on the reports, and there were no legal consequences. Second misdemeanor arrest for Biden's daughter was reported in 2002 after she allegedly attempted to obstruct a police officer, making intimidating statements after a bottle-throwing brawl at a Chicago bar. The charges were dropped. Ashley hung up on the Post when they contacted her. Joe Biden's brother, Frank, 66, won the prize for the most bizarre family bust when he allegedly stuffed two DVDs from a Florida Blockbuster down his pants in October of 2003. He was 49 at the time. Never showed up for a scheduled court hearing or on the attempted theft. The state attorney declined to prosecute. He had more serious scrapes with the law. He was pinched in 2003 for drunk driving at Fort Lauderdale, 6-month probation, arrested a year later for driving with a suspended license, but avoided jail by spending 3 months in rehab. He was a passenger in 1999 in a car involved in a fatal drunk driving accident. He was found partially liable for the death of 38-year-old William Albano and owes the family almost $1 million. Today, Frank Biden works as a senior advisor to the Berman Law Group. He did not respond to requests for comment, but said he's been sober for a long time. Do I need to go into Hunter? I don't think so. I think you get the picture. If this were Trump's family, all this would be front page news, tabloid material. A fatwa issued against it for anybody saying, talking about it, apparently.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
US USA Radio News with John Hunt.
World leaders are denouncing Russia's invasion of Ukraine, with President Joe Biden saying it will bring catastrophic loss of life and human suffering, and the head of the European Union, Ursula von der Leyen, calling it barbaric.
Once again, in the center of Europe, innocent women, men and children are dying of fear for their lives. We condemn this barbaric attack and the cynical arguments to justify it.
Japan, Australia, and Canada are among other nations that have issued statements condemning the attack, which has triggered a wave of anger across Europe, with its leaders demanding Russia immediately stop the invasion. And now China may be following Russia's lead, as Taiwan's defense ministry said that 9 Chinese aircraft have entered its defense zone just hours after Russia launched their invasion into Ukraine. The ministry said that mission involved 8 J-16 sorties and 1 Y-8 reconnaissance airplane. This is USA Radio News. More bad news for the Biden administration on the economy. The poverty rate for children in the U.S. has now surged since monthly government checks from the expanded child tax credit ended in December, according to a new study from Columbia University. An additional 3.7 million children slipped into poverty in January, pushing the national child poverty rate to over 17% compared to 12.1% in December, the highest poverty rate for kids since 2016. A total 12.6 million children are now living below the poverty line. U.S. auto safety regulators are investigating complaints that the automatic emergency braking systems on more than 1.7 million newer Hondas can stop the vehicles for no reason. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it has over 280 complaints that the problem can happen in 2017 through 2019 CRV SUVs and 2018 and 19 Accord sedans. The agency announced the probe on its website. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunter Biden should be in prison. I talked about his new book coming out. Crackhead Diaries, is that what they call it? What's the name of this book? It's not Crackhead Diary, but the working title was Internal to Simon & Schuster, Crackhead Diary. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. Thank you very much, everybody, for all your support of everything that we do. We couldn't do it without you. It's really that simple. And I say this all the time, but I hope you spread the word. I'm not saying it like, I hope you spread the word. I really do. I'm saying you need to, wherever you listen to this show, program, I hope you go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, but you need to pass this on to 4 or 5 of your closest friends and a couple of people you don't like and let them get turned around. Let me do your dirty work. You know how many people tell me, Kevin, I couldn't get through to my kids, so I had them listen to your show, you know, because they were just completely indoctrinated at college. And I listened to yours, they listened to your show, and they were like, well, I have to admit he makes some good points or whatever. I'm like, yeah, keep doing it. Keep doing it. Keep making them listen or asking them to listen. Get them copies of my book, my books. Yeah, I've written more than one. Get them copies, especially The Big Black Lie. It's electronic. Let them read that book on their Kindle or whatever they, and I don't know if we have Kindle, but wherever you can get it electronically. On Amazon, I know they have an electronic version of it, and it's cheaper. Anyway, get that, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. Joe Biden, they say, gushed. This is during 60 Minutes. This is a few days ago. And here's what the New York Post, an emotional Biden, I've scratched that, we're not putting that in there, fought back tears as he discussed his son Hunter's new memoir, saying, my son's back. The honesty with which he stepped forward and talked about the problem, and the hope that, it gave me hope reading it, Biden said in an interview he had. Oh, it was on Saturday. His interview was Saturday. My boy's back, he told anchor Nora O'Donnell as he became emotional and he choked back to the tears. I'm sorry to get so personal, he said to O'Donnell. Hunter's been battling addiction throughout his life, and he's undergone treatment in a number of rehab facilities. Sorry, look, I'm all about parenting. I have four sons. I don't know what their issues may be. I mean, you raise them the best you can, and then they go off, they do their thing. So far, so good. Knock on wood. But I'm going to tell you, I have no sympathy for these scoundrels known as the Bidens. None. I get the father-son connection and all that stuff, but it go when you start conniving with your son as the big guy, and you're like, you better give me a piece of the action over there, dude. That would be like raising your sons, and they go out to have careers, and you say, now, hey, don't forget to take care of dad. You know, I get 30% of everything you earn. You know how it works now. You know how it works in the family up in here. Please. Now, Biden's going to milk this. Oh, my son, he got a $2 million book deal. I'm so proud of him. Are you proud of him when he was marrying your other son's widow and then screwing around on her with a hooker or porn star, whatever the girl was? Were you proud of that, Joe? Oh, Mr. Kevin Jackson, that was when he was in his dope phase. Hey, Joe, memo to you. He's still in his dope phase. All of y'all are. Oh, man. And liberals will, look, don't misunderstand me. If you got a friend with a problem like this or a family going through this, I get it. But you ain't doing what the Bidens are doing. Hey, Hunter, you come with me. You're going to run point man for the family business. And you're going to go get money from the Ukrainians. You're going to get money from the Russians. And you're going to get money from the Chinese. And you're going to work with oligarchs and people who have interests completely antithetical to America. And you're going to get fat checks. And you better make sure I get my cut because I'm the big guy. Sorry, you're not getting any sympathy from me, John McCain. Oh, he was a prisoner of war. Yeah, and after that, he came back and became a turncoat, anti-American. I don't know what he left over there, but he left a lot of his Americanism inside of that prison. And if you think that, oh, that exonerates him because he served, let me tell you something, folks. Everybody that serves in the military is not a hero. Every cop is not, you know, worthy of being decorated, and I could go on. Some firefighters actually start fires. They're arsonists. Every school teacher doesn't have their heart in it. Some of them are there just to pick up kids. The pedophiles. Don't try to make everybody a freaking hero. In 2014, Hunter Biden was discharged from the Navy Reserve after failing a drug test. That's a nice way to put it. Biden says his son's story reflects the struggles that many American families are going through. Sorry, my BS meter just went off, and that's why I coughed. You know, I bet there's not a family you know that doesn't have somebody in the family that had a drug problem or an alcohol problem. Yeah, don't try to humanize it. Hey, you know what I can tell you? Joe Biden, I don't know of a single family whose crackhead was allowed to go into other countries and set up multi-million dollar deals for the big guy. That I don't know about. See, I can relate to the other thing. I certainly have an issue with, you know, I wouldn't let, my father was a crackhead. My father was. But I tell you what, we wouldn't let him, when he borrowed money from me, his mom, my grandmother called me and says, baby, did your dad call you and borrow money? I said, yeah. Did he tell you he's going to pay you back with his tax check? Yep. She said, he ain't paying you back. I said, I know. It was my way of getting rid of a crackhead. But Joe, he wants to glamorize his story the same way he glamorized the story about my wife, she died tragically in a car accident because I drove her to want to commit suicide. I'm not letting these clowns glamorize themselves. The main media isn't going to tell you this stuff. They don't want you to know. Joe was screwing around so much on his previous wife, she was ready to end it all. She killed herself and their baby, almost killed those two boys. And Joe Biden tried to milk sympathy out of it by blaming the trucker and saying he was drunk. And he told that story multiple times, and people picked it up and believed it the way they believed all of his lies. I'm not going to let it go. Not going to get it over on me. We're going to talk about the truth on this show. Now, if Joe Biden was a womanizer and he drove his wife to do some bad things, you know what? I understand it. He wouldn't be the first guy. But see, what he did was he made a career out of it. My two boys almost died. I lost my baby girl and my wife. Oh, my gosh. He doesn't want to tell you the rest of the story. He doesn't want to tell you the part that would make sure he never got elected again. See, that's the part that I don't like about these clowns. He's gushing over Hunter. Hunter, whose book will be released in April, became a target of intense scrutiny during his father's presidential campaign. We talked about this when I talked about the book before. It's the same. They picked up the same little piece. Yeah, it was under great scrutiny. They didn't tell us that Hunter had a $2 million deal for his book during the campaign. You want to know why? Wouldn't it look good for optics? Couldn't go talking about Hunter Biden getting a $2 million book deal when we're in the midst of investigations about him and Hunter's thinking he's going to prison and spilling the beans on the family business and the big guy. Can't have that selling the narrative that Joe Biden's Mr. Super Popular. He's 12, 13, 14, 100 million more votes popular than baby black Jesus in his prime. Yeah, and that's why his crackhead son gets a book deal. Hey, black folks, you know a crackhead, don't you? They getting a book deal for $2 million. Did they get $83,000 a month deposited in their crackhead account? Did they get $3.5 million from a Russian oligarch's wife? Did they partner with the Chinese and ask for $10 million to be deposited in the family's bank account? Because I don't know any crackheads who got those kind of deals. Crackheads come and dance to get $10 from you. Hey, kid. Hey, baby, come on, baby. You know, cuz, man. Come on, cuz. You can give me cuz $10, man. Come on, kid. I always knew you were going to be something, man. I always knew, man. You, kid, you always smart, man. You always say, yeah, man. I mean, you the man. Yeah, baby, you the man. See, that's how a crackhead talks to you. Crackheads leave their computers to get found, and then you find pictures of them doing lines of coke. You find pictures of them having sex with underage girls and a host of other things. That's what crackheads do. That's why you don't give the keys to your house to a crackhead. You don't give them a credit card. You don't give them unfettered access to money. And I could go on with everything that you shouldn't be doing with crackheads. But Joe gushes over his. Yeah. His book's going to come out. And, they're going to cover for him. Hunter will hit the talk show circuit. They'll dress him up. They'll make him look like he's really something. You know? And people go, oh my gosh, it's such an amazing story, a redemption story, how he fought the law, and he won. Yeah, that's Hunter. Woohoo! And he's going to be the poster child for a little while until that crackhead does something else.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The big backfire. Joe Biden being president. Already seeing it in the polling and things like that. Welcome, everybody, to KevinJacksonNetwork.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. It's going to be a different year for us. And I know, you know, we got the election stolen from us, but it's going to be a different year for us in many ways, in a good way. And I know it's hard to believe as you witness what's happening with Biden. He's not in control, but we get to put these leftists on full display. And there's nothing like showcasing. And let me put it a different way. I've often said to people, you learn sometimes more from watching people and their bad habits than you learn on your own. And this is where we are. We can learn a lot from the bad habits of the left. We watch politics be done to us as American citizens, and we're tired of it. We watch these people kowtow to special interests. It's no different. It's back in play. And we're tired of it. So we learned a ton. Donald Trump taught us a ton. You learn a lot from people. The reason why I'm not an alcoholic is I watch the results of alcoholism on my family. I watched drug abuse on my family and where people ended up. I didn't have to do them. I wasn't one of those people that said, you know, I know all this stuff has crushed my family. Let me see if I can be the one that's the exception. I said, you know what? I'll stay clear. I'll completely, you know, be a teetotaler, stay away from it all, and let's see how it does me. And it's done okay. I had a conversation with my son. I said, your grandfather, my dad, is an alcoholic and a drug addict. I said, I never used a drug. I was having this conversation with him because I said, you've never seen me get drunk or whatever. You don't understand it. But I said, I'm going to show you videos of people. I'm going to show you the life that they lead, because there isn't enough, you know, in your face evidence. But if I show you enough and tell you why I never did it, maybe you will decide you won't do it. That and the way that we've raised you. And he goes, I get it, Dad. And I said, you can't be afraid of what your friends say. You can't be at a party and go, well, I mean, everybody else is doing it or whatever, because you need to understand the outcome. And see, that's what the Democrats, they need to see the outcome. They're not like us where you can be anecdotal and say, no, I get it. I've seen enough crackheads on TV. I get it. Democrats have to have it happen to them. They got to hit rock bottom. They got to be users themselves. So they're going to be users. And sadly, most of them didn't want to be users. They got put upon them. That's what's happened. They're forced. Many of these leftists, they didn't want Biden either. The same people that see him as a uniter, the 20-something percent, that's the number of people who actually give a crap about him. Anyway, any idea how this clown's going to handle foreign policy now that, you know, we know he's in bed with the Chinese? How about the Russians? You trust Biden and Kamala Harris on issues related to Russia? North Korea. Let me just tell you something. Joe Biden's going to get passed around like a prison punk. Anybody, somebody said this. If any monitor, this is what the North Koreans, I love how they go after people, but. And they didn't say this specifically about Biden, but this is what I would say this is what I said they would say if they were talking about Biden. Because I love their flowery language. Like, if any monetary languages or pontifications are exchanged in an atmosphere of confrontation are used for the purposes now and again at this crucial time, they will be diagnosed with ecumenical foundation of a full frontal moron. I mean, it doesn't have to make sense, but I can tell you this. They went after Biden, the North Koreans did. Then, this is an article I'm going to read from it. It says, North Korea displayed new submarine-launched ballistic missiles under development and other military hardware in a parade that underlined leader Kim Jong-un's defiant calls to expand the country's nuclear weapons program. They are already ready to test this demented clown known as the President of the United States that isn't my president. State media said Kim took to the stage the other night celebrating a major ruling party meeting in which he vowed maximum efforts to bolster the nuclear and missile programs that threaten Asian rivals and the American homeland to counter what he described as U.S. hostility. I don't know whether he's talking about the election of Biden. See, the election of Biden strengthens China, which means they have a bigger stranglehold over North Korea. Now, what's funny is they go on to say this. He wants to salvage the plans. He wants to salvage the nation's economies hit by U.S.-led sanctions over his nuclear ambitions, pandemic-related border closures, and natural disasters that wiped out crops. And I love this next statement. The economic setback have left Kim with nothing to show for his ambitious diplomacy with President Donald Trump, which derailed over disagreements about sanctions, relief in exchange for North Korean denuclearization steps, and pushed Kim to do what is clearly the toughest moment of his 9-year rule. So they want to make it sound like it's Trump's issue that it was derailed. No, Trump went in, started the conversation, got the North Korean, South Koreans to kiss and recognize each other's families, went over, met with Kim Jong-un, did everything he was supposed to do, and Joe Biden will derail it. We have thousands of Chinese spies all over this country, all over the world, and we have a moron in the White House whose son worked directly with the chief spy of the Communist Party, and he said it himself. And what does Joe Biden do? He rescinds an order on the Chinese when it comes to energy. Issued an executive order on it. So here's what Biden said. Section 7 of the MASIC order, which includes the revocation for the permit of the Keystone Pipeline, also revokes several climate and energy-focused EOs penned by the Trump administration. The Trump-era order sought to ban, replace, and set a new criteria on bulk power systems, electric equipment coming from a foreign country or national that poses a national security threat. Now, why is he doing this? Let me tell you why. Because they can put things in these machines now to destroy them. There can be things done. We did it with the Iranians. We shut down their PLCs. We shut down their centrifuges by putting a worm virus in there that caused them to spin at a frequency that would destroy them. So Trump is saying, I don't want anything coming from other countries that are where we depend on the grid. And here's what he said. Foreign adversaries are increasingly creating and exploiting vulnerabilities in the U.S. bulk power system, which provides the electricity that supports our national defense, vital emergency services, critical infrastructure, economy, and way of life. The BPS, the bulk power system, is a target of those seeking to commit malicious acts against the U.S. and its people, including malicious cyber activities. Because a successful attack on our bulk power systems would present significant risk to our economy, human health, and safety, and would render the United States less capable of acting in defense of others and its ally, the executive order read, the move prohibited any acquisition, importation, transfer, or installation of bulk power equipment, electric equipment, I'll get it out, by any person or with respect to any property to which a foreign country or national thereof has any interest that poses an undue risk to the BPS, the security, or the resiliency of U.S. critical infrastructure, or the U.S. economy, or the U.S. national security, or security and safety of U.S. persons. Makes sense, doesn't it? Not to Joe Biden. So he rescinds it. So now foreign entities can do exactly what President Trump said he doesn't want to. Let me put it this way. Go invest in electric backups and backup systems for the grid. Go get yourself a backup. And it'll run on gasoline, and you should have stored gasoline at the ready. And hopefully you'll figure out a way to tie it to some sort of a you know, like your biofuel, like you take the fat off of the steaks that you cook and you'll recycle it and make your own biofuels, and then you can run it that way. But let me tell you something. We are vulnerable, and you're going to be vulnerable. If there's any time that these foreign nations want to come in and do damage, the time for them to do it is in the Biden little bit of time that he's going to have. That's when you need to do it. And if you think they're not planning it, you're crazy. And when Kamala Harris does her part to take over, once she gives Biden whatever pill he needs to take to go off into the abyss, what do you think she's going to do? You think she's prepared to deal with all the complexities of this nation? I'll leave it there.
This is the
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.